This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Back in 1999, world leaders came to Seattle for the World Trade Organization meeting. The goal was to reduce impediments to free trade policies. But the skeptics of globalism came out in force, too, to protest, shutting down the WTO conference for a day and catalyzing a worldwide movement. Well, 15 years later, what's the state of the two sides of what became known as the battle in Seattle? Seattle Times economic columnist John Talton has been taking stock. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross.
So tell us more about the goals of free trade advocates when they came to Seattle in 1999 and wanted to sign all these agreements. What were they trying to do?
The goal was to further cement, quote unquote, free trade, lowering trade barriers, tariffs among trading nations. The American notion behind this was that nations that traded together tended not to go to war. It came out of World War II. And so to continue the neoliberal free trade agenda was the goal.
Did they succeed back in 99?
No, they did not.
And was it because of the protests or were there the internal problems that made it kept them from coming to these agreements?
It actually wasn't because of the protests. It was because there was a huge division between the developed countries and the developing countries over especially agriculture. Agricultural subsidies in the United States and the EU, and then developing countries that saw what happened to Mexico when NAFTA came in and how its agricultural sector was just destroyed by massive American agricultural imports, and they didn't want that to happen to their farmers.
Now, how about subsequent years since 1999? Have the globalists been able to achieve these free trade goals that they had back then but couldn't do?
Well, it depends on which seat you're sitting in. If you're sitting in the WTO seat, we're pretty much stuck where we were. We moved into a new so-called round of talks in 2002 called the Doha Rounds. And there's still the division, especially over agriculture, but between the developed world and the developing world, really over what is free trade and what is trade liberalization. And so the WTO has reached a point of extreme paralysis. Now, on the other hand, nations have continued to make bilateral agreements and multilateral agreements. One is the U.S.-South Korean trade agreement, CORUS. China has made a bunch of agreements. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, which involves the U.S. and has not been completed, is an example. Now, these are allowed under the WTO, but it's not really the way the WTO was intended to do because it was intended that everybody was playing by the same rules.
So maybe it wasn't because the anti-globalists were in the street, but were their goals to try to slow this down and ultimately successful? Did they ultimately succeed in that?
Well, we have to make sure that we take out the anarchists who just wanted to break things. The vast majority of the protests who were, they were large, they were loud, but they were peaceful. They were opposed to the entire neoliberal enterprise.
And they focused on exactly those issues. They focused on the environment. They focused on some of the problems in labor and these issues that came up.
Exactly. And their concerns proved very prescient because we saw after 1999 – more jobs were sent offshore. Offshore, the working conditions were horrible, such as the apparel industry in Bangladesh. We saw the increasing financialization of the economy that led to the 2008 crash. So many of the concerns that were voiced in 1999 in the streets proved to be true. Unfortunately, it was not the start of a great progressive wave. I point you to the elections of a couple of weeks ago.
Bottom line, John, are we moving more toward a world with more free trade or less?
Trade has doubled. This is certainly a good thing for a state like Washington, which has a lot of trade mojo, and you can thank Boeing for a lot of that. But on the other hand, millions of Americans have lost good manufacturing jobs. And overseas, the record is mixed. In the developing nations, trade has increased living standards in many cases. In many other cases, it's degraded them.
John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times, and you can read his blog, Robe Columnist. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW.